Income tax return filing is such a nightmare for many of us. Anyone who is liable to pay tax or claim refund has to go through this process. And we have to be careful about each and every tiny details. And there are certain things that we have to keep in mind while filing our income tax return, especially if you're a first timer. I'm Ashisha Sirajan, and today we'll be discussing about the five major things that you have to keep in your mind while filing your ITR. The very first one is high-value transactions. Taxpayers should be alert about their high-value transactions, especially that is done in cash, because the Income Tax Department has various sources in order to track your high-value transactions. There are certain categories under high-value transactions that come under the scrutiny of Income Tax Department. Let's go through these major categories so you won't get into trouble. In this category, the very first one is depositing an amount aggregating to more than rupees 10 lakhs in your savings account in a financial year. Then, if there is a cash deposit or withdrawal of more than 50 lakhs in your current account, then making a credit card bill payment of rupees 1 lakh in cash in a financial year or more than 10 lakhs via account transfer. The next one is if you have made an expense in foreign currency for more than 10 lakhs via your debit card. Then, if there is a cash payment for more than 2 lakhs for the purchase of goods and services. The next one is if you are buying or selling any immovable property, including land, for more than 30 lakhs. The last one is the payment made for acquiring bonds, shares of company, or investing in mutual funds and purchasing of foreign currency for an amount aggregating more than 10 lakhs. If you have done any of these high-value transactions, then people, you have to be alert. The second one is your bank account details. Make sure that you have mentioned all your bank account details, including that of your joint account. If there is any foreign account that is held in your name, make sure to disclose that too. If there is any other account that you have opened or closed in the same year, you have to mention those details too. Non-disclosure of your bank accounts may lead to treat as your income tax return as a defective one. The third one is your unlisted equity shares. This even includes the shares of the unlisted foreign company. Even though you have mentioned these details in your scheduled foreign assets, make sure that you mention these details again while filing your ITR. Failing to do so can consider your return as a defective one, and the assessing officer will ask you to revise it again. The fourth one is directorship of Indian on foreign companies. If you're a director of any Indian or foreign companies, then you have to provide the details such as your director identification number, the name, the type, or PAN of the company. If the shares of the companies has been mentioned in any of the recognized stock exchange, that details should also be provided. All these details should be mentioned either in ITR 2 or ITR 3 forms. The fifth one is schedule of foreign assets. If you are an ordinarily resident taxpayer, then you have to mention the details of the assets that are held by you outside India. Even though you don't own it, but still you're a benefactor, you still have to mention the details. If you fail to do so, this can attract a huge penalty from the Income Tax Department. So the next time when you file your income tax return, make sure that you keep in your mind these five major disclosures. Also keep a check on your Form 26AS and file your high-value transactions return accordingly. We, Purple Law, provide you taxation services, and for any doubts or details, you can contact us. This is me, Ashisha, signing off. See you until the next video. Bye.